Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you.
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the Hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero to them.
As long as the city is safe.
Arrow, Wednesdays at 8, 7 Central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal: to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
Hello, party people. Yes, this is the Arrow Talk Podcast. Welcome. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia. And tonight, we will be talking about episode 4 of season 3, The Magician. Now, first, at the title, you're kind of like, wait a minute. I thought the producer said no magic this season. And then all of a sudden, the title, The Magician, you're like, whoa, hey, look at that. And so, I'm sorry, I got a message, really random message. of course, it goes back to the cliffhanger from last week's episode. Let me read you the synopsis on this week's episode. Nisa returns to Starlight City. Ra's al Ghul makes his entrance. Furious, Nisa confronts Oliver about Sarah. When Oliver learns Malcolm Merlyn is alive, dun dun dun, he suspects Merlyn killed Sarah. Oliver and Nisa join forces and go after the Dark Archer. Intent on bringing Sarah's killer to justice, Laurel keeps her distance from Nisa as she blames her sister's death on her involvement with the League of Assassins. Meanwhile, Oliver and Roy work on repairing their relationships with Thea, who has returned home. Nisa discusses Oliver with her father, Ra's al Ghul's John Barry. And there you go. I mean, come on. That was a pretty compelling episode. Let's go to the phone. You could call in at 914-338-1036. Who is this from air code 239?
Matt from Florida. What's up, bro?
How's it going, buddy?
Good. It still sucks. My internet on my phone is going off and on. That's why I haven't been tweeting lately.
Oh, that's too bad. Sorry to hear that.
I know it sucks, but it's off and on.
So what'd you think of this week's episode of Arrow?
Oh, man. I was screaming like the hell out of my mouth, especially that confrontation scene. When Oliver and Malcolm were talking, and you know how great acting he does, John Barrowman. He is just so good and intense.
Oh, he's like the perfect villain.
I mean, even though I heard he's gay in real life. Is that true?
He's what?
No.
Isn't he gay in real life?
I don't know.
Because I think I saw a video and something, and it says I saw some responses on YouTube that he is gay, so I don't know, but still, that episode...
Well, doesn't matter. I mean, he's an actor, and he's playing a really well villain. I mean, he's the ultimate villain in this series.
So, the way he just acts like a bad guy, I mean, he is just amazing.
Yeah, he's great. He's a great actor.
Joining Team Arrow to stop Ra's al Ghul because he's the bigger threat this season.
Oh yeah, he's the heavyweight. He's definitely the heavyweight. Let's go to area code 469. Who is this? Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
Joe from Krypton, DC is killing it on TV, man. What a freaking amazing episode.
Yes.
It, man. Oh, my gosh, dude. I was so geeking out hard over this episode, man. I was so excited. My gosh,
it was so good.
I'm sorry, dude. Flash and Arrow are neck and neck with each other. They're both so damn good. They're both so good.
Yeah. It's like, you know you're going to get a good episode. You just know it.
Yeah. Oh, I love it, man. What a freaking perfection. Perfection.
And it was it this week's, their 50th episode?
I don't know if it's their 50th.
I
think it was this one or next week's. I forget.
Next week's is the origin of Felicity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
we get a little kickback to see. I'm surprised the Flash has already taken a break up until November 11th.
Yeah, I know. That kind of sucks. From the preview we saw for the Flash guys, it looked so cool to see him running.
You know what's so wrong? Some people online are commenting like, "Oh, Flash lost its flair. It's already on break." I'm like, come on.
Sorry, guys. They're
stupid.
I talked last night. I'm sorry I missed out on DC Comics Talk last night. I had an early
appointment. Oh, no worries, man.
I know. Soon we're going to start Marvel Talk.
You guys will be alone on that one. I won't be there.
No, we got that.
All right. Joe, you tell us how aside from the sparking some geekwood, as you like to claim. Wow, Merlin is back and in full effect.
Merlin's back, but you feel sorry for him now. For even though he killed 500 people, you kind of feel a little bad for him, also because he's trying to be there for Thea now. So, honestly, even though he's done a lot of wrong, I don't want to see him die now. And you know what? I don't think it's Roz that killed Sarah. You know who I think it was? Now that we saw the Lazarus pit, I think it's Tommy. They threw Tommy's body in the Lazarus pit, and Tommy's the one that killed Sarah. It's Tommy Early.
Man,
dude.
If that happens, it's going to be a soap opera episode.
Oh, dude. Tommy's back, man. He's coming back. That's why Sarah was like,
so you think
right
he's
before
back? Oh, man.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
Because, you know, he was pissed at him after he found out his secret.
Yeah, he was.
So somehow Tommy, because while he's gone for 5 years, maybe Tommy was trained by Ra's al Ghul in secret.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Absolutely. That's what I believe.
Yeah, there's still so much to learn. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Now, I was going to say about the stunt work. I mean, it's just great. I mean, it doesn't look like the same routine. There's always something new that they throw in. And I mean, I love how they just keep the momentum of the episode and just the way the three were fighting with their arrows. I mean, come on. That was so awesome.
It was beautiful. I love it. I love the the choreography is great.
Now here's my question to you guys. And I noticed this quite often now that that Roy's on the team with his whole getup as Arsenal, and Diggs is still exposing his identity while the two other guys are perfectly disguised. Do you think it's time for Diggs to get a mask or a hood or just something different rather than having him so exposed? Let's go to you, Matt, for Florida. What do you think? Is it time for Diggle to have a uniform?
Yeah, but I know this is just a crazy fan theory, but what if Diggs has been pretending to be Martian Manhunter?
Wow.
Awesome! Just blew my head.
Isn't that a crazy fan theory? Because we all know that John Jones is a shapeshifter. When he appeared on Smallville, he's been protecting Clark all his life. So who knows?
Yeah.
But we don't know that Sting can't be hurt. He can't be hurt. But I just wonder, part of Diggs' past, if something can happen. I'm wondering why he's not wearing a costume. I mean, that'd be crazy if he turns out to have powers and he just didn't tell Oliver. Just a crazy fan theory.
I have an even better theory for you.
What? Okay. All right.
What if his middle name is actually Diggle and he's actually John Diggle Stewart and he's the Green Lantern?
Ooh. Oh, shut up.
That would be awesome. Yeah, dude. I mean, they keep hinting at Green Lantern in this TV show with the Ferris Airways and all that stuff, dude.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
Totally.
There's going to be a Green Lantern.
I noticed that,
Wouldn't
too.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I totally
That'd
noticed
so
that.
That'd be so cool.
All right, so, Joe, what do you think? Does he deserve a costume? Is it time?
Yeah, I do, because, you know, somebody will eventually figure it out. Like, oh, look, he's always with Oliver. Obviously, Oliver's the Arrow. You know, they're going to figure it out if he doesn't. But please don't give him a hood and a bow. Please give him, like, something else. There's too many archers, man. It's, yeah.
Give him some other kind of...
Yeah, dude, it's freaking, it's a Hunger Games.
Like, give him a machine gun or something, or a launch grenade.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I did hear Stephen and Neil said he wants green.
If they give him a crossbow,
that'd be gay. That'd be cool. I'd be down with that. That'd be cool.
That'd be cool, right? What do you think, Matt? A crossbow for Diggle?
Yeah, but that would be cool. But I go with Dan's theory that what if Dig is Green Lantern, and he just hasn't told me what yet, or he could just find the ring and get powers in one episode.
That would be,
dude,
that would blow my mind. I'll be like,
yeah. So far, they've been blowing our minds since season one. I mean, they
That'd
just
cool.
hooked on that show since I watched the pilot.
Right.
Since in every episode at the ending, there's a crazy cliffhanger. And
yeah.
Do we think Blade's going to escape the island? Because we all know he's trapped down there. And
I think so.
What would happen if Blade
I think so. Not right now, but it's not the last time we've seen him.
Yeah, for sure.
I hope not. Maybe Bennett did a great job as Deathstroke. I hope he's casted in Suicide Squad.
He's definitely a favorite in the show. They're not going to just not bring him back. They're going to bring him back in some way.
Hopefully.
Yeah, and then is it me? But I was geeking out when Amanda Waller was back on screen. I'm like, this is so awesome that Amanda Waller is on Arrow. How cool
who
is that?
Who is the actress that plays her? She's pretty good.
Yeah, she is. Let me look her up. Because, you're totally right. She totally does a great job.
Mm-hmm. She really does. I really like her.
All right, so let's go around the room. I want to know if you had a favorite scene in tonight's episode. Tell us why. I pretty much described mine when... I think for my favorite scene was the very beginning because it continued from the cliffhanger. It wasn't like, oh, 2 weeks later, they're just sitting down next to each other like, wow, that moment really scared us, you know. They didn't do that. They just, boom, started back up where they cut off. And just the tension was like, where is she? Where's Sarah? And then the look of Oliver's eyes, you're like, whoa. And then everybody's like, whoa. And then, of course, you know, they told her and she's like, what? And then how they tried to resolve, like, who killed Sarah and how they're after at first Merlin and then now not other Merlin. But I think that was my favorite scene at the very beginning. And then also the meeting of Merlin and Oliver. I love how they did like an overhead shot where you just see the heads.
Yeah,
that was so cool, those angles. You just never seen that before. It's just like right overhead. And I love that. And it showed, like, the density of that plaza And it was stylistic. It was really well done. All right, let's go to you, Matt. What was your favorite scene and why?
Well, I have quite a few, but I'd say first it would be the confrontation with Malcolm and Oliver, because I love every Malcolm Merlyn scene, because he's just an amazing, intense actor. And then I loved the final fight scene where Thea's hanging upside down and they capture Malcolm in the cage and he's saying, "I didn't kill your beloved."
Yeah.
And then Oliver, and then the ending, big reveal, we finally get Ra's al Ghul. That was just crazy. I was geeking out seeing finally.
Oh my gosh.
Tabat.
It's
and,
like, whoa, connection to Batman, awesome.
I think by now he's been to Gotham, Ra's al Ghul, and he's going to end up telling Oliver, you remind me of a detective I once knew, or is Talia
nice.
Not going to be on the show? Or is it
Who knows?
Talia?
I mean, yeah.
Just one.
All right, cool. Thank you, man, for sharing. Let's go to you, Joe from Krypton.
The whole thing was amazing, dude. It's hard to pick one, so I'm going to give you three of them really quick. First, the Ra's al Ghul scene where we see with the Lazarus pit and we see him talking to Nyssa, that was amazing. Even though I think they could have cast a better guy for Ra's al Ghul, maybe a more Asian, Middle Eastern-looking actor would have been a little bit better.
Yeah,
still,
I'm with you.
Still,
I'm with you on that one.
It's still really cool, though. I geeked out. And if there's a Lazarus pit, in theory, Sarah could come back to life. They could just put her body in there and bring her back to life.
Oh,
they,
anybody.
The show wanted to do. Yeah.
Secondly, just throw Oliver's mom in there.
Yeah, they could do that.
In casket and all, you know? It's just like,
yeah,
let
marinate. Yeah. Secondly, I think this isn't a favorite scene, but I think the standout character of the show was Nyssa. She was amazing, dude.
She was amazing.
She was so good.
I totally bought it.
Yes, she's perfect. She is perfect. She's a badass, dude. I love her. Hey, what do you think? Do you think her and Laurel will get together? Nyssa and Laurel? Do you think she'll train her and they'll fall in love also?
I don't know. I mean, why not?
That's crazy, right? What would you call their ship?
Yeah.
If you ship them, what would you call it? Nissel?
That's funny.
Matt liked that one.
Nissel, man. And the last thing is, I really like that confrontation between Malcolm and Oliver, dude. That was intense. That was nuts, man. It was really good. I really liked it a lot. Really good stuff. The first confrontation when he's like, meet me in public, and if I see one of your associates, I won't show up, and then he meets him downtown. That's the confrontation I like. That was really cool. Really cool.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Man, what a great episode, dude. I give it 10 stars from 1 to 10, I give it a 10, dude. It was perfection. This was a solid episode. Yeah, man. It was that good.
When Vista said we found out the information from Oliver's mom. Do you really think she'll be shocked if Oliver's mom ends up alive? Because, you know, even though she's dead, she kind of just does know that she has been with Malcolm.
Yeah.
Even though she's dead.
How about this? What if later on Oliver's dad comes back because they put him in the pit too?
Ooh.
Wow.
That'd be crazy. Himself, or maybe it was fake.
Is that jumping the shark?
Yeah, because I don't know if the Lazarus pit can rejuvenate you after your flesh has been deteriorated. I don't know if it can rejuvenate bones, you know.
Oh,
yeah, because he's been maybe.
Bone.
Yeah,
but
that's what I said with Oliver's mom just throwing the whole casket. That way, you have everything contained in there.
Yeah, she's kind of fresh, too. She's only been gone for, like, what, not too long. I mean,
probably
still
a zombie.
Yeah, I don't mean to sound, that sounds
one
morbid,
part
but
loved about the episode, even though we missed our girl, Felicity, like, I was thinking in my mind when I was watching it, Where is freaking Felicity?
She came back, though.
City?
She came back at the end. She showed up.
Yeah, she did at the very end. I was saying the same thing. I'm like, where is she? I'm like, oh, yeah, she's with the Flash.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought it was funny, cute. She goes, what did I miss?
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, she's always one of the best characters on the show. And then when Lisa sees Laurel fighting, and she's becoming the canary very slowly, I'm thinking she's going to use her feelings against her and end up, I'm thinking Laurel's going to end up joining Ra's al Ghul, even though all of them.
Yeah,
that'll
Nissa's going to end up training Laurel, I guarantee you.
Yeah, and by the way, I think Lisa is very hot, too. Good. Trina Law, she's very hot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait for...
And then, of course, the Ra's al Ghul, I mean, wow. I mean, he's there.
Awesome.
I mean, finally.
My head exploded. Because now we know Batman's out there. We know Batman's out there.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh. That's what blows my mind is he's out there.
I wanted to say to you, do you pick on me for liking Marvel? Because I like both.
Who's that? Who? Me?
Yeah, I'm asking you because Jesus and I were talking about as it gets close to Avengers Age of Ultron next summer, we're going to start a Marvel talk.
Oh, I'm just giving you a hard time, man. I like the Marvel stuff. I'm more of a DC person.
Oh, I know. I love DC. I love both. But I just want to know if you like Iron Man 3, because that movie sucked. The whole thing with the Mandarin.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right, let's see who's on the phone from area code 609. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
Gooby Gooby Scooby, what's up? It's Francesco.
Hey, what's up, Francesco? How's it going?
Not bad. I didn't see Arrow. I'm going to watch that later today. I'm actually watching.
We're not going to spoil it for you, are we?
No. I'm just calling in. I was watching Killing Them Softly. Anybody ever watch that?
No.
All right. Well, I wanted to say, I don't know if Joe brought this to your attention, but, you know, they got to get some different people on there. Like, everybody can't be an archer. I mean, how many people are going to come to the city and be an archer?
That's what Joe was saying.
I mean, let's change it up here. Maybe
I thought it was overkill with Harper. I might give him a crossbow or something.
I mean, it doesn't make it waters down Arrow. Like, it feels like anybody could be an archer. Arrow's supposed to be
anybody could be him. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, at this point, I can shoot a bow with my 2 feet. You know what I mean?
and then the villains too. They have arrows too.
Yeah. Once we see a fight with Ra's al Ghul, he has a sword.
I mean,
do you think the archery classes in Starling City are pretty high in demand?
Oh, they're booming right now. They are booming right now, man. They got
business is booming.
Now,
all these
does Green Arrow have like a rogues gallery, or are they all just ex-archers?
It's not very big. He does have a rogues gallery, but it's not very big.
Man. Well,
I guess that's why they just have to recycle them.
Yeah, that's why they're using like Batman villains and, you know, other villains from other heroes, because his rogues gallery is not really that huge.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you guys think about the ladies still, I'm talking about Nissa and Laurel, still not telling the captain that he's that he doesn't know that Sarah's dead.
Sure,
let's go to you, Matt.
Laurel,
do you think it's still right that they're holding that information from him?
No.
Tell us why.
He's gonna find out.
Yeah.
Because I kind of think this season, guys, Lance is going to die anyways because he is having a heart condition.
Oh, wow. But who's going to be his insider?
His insider, I mean, because I saw him looking at the picture. I said to myself, oh, my God, something's going to happen. But then it did it. Like, he's looking at Sarah and Laurel's picture very slowly, and it looked like someone was going to come behind his back and kill him. And then it didn't. Just a fan theory, because we know it always ends with a cliffhanger.
Yeah, well, wow. Interesting. Let's go to you, Joe, from Krypton.
I think he deserves to know, man. Shame on Laurel for not telling him. She needs to tell him already. It's probably been like
sucks.
It's probably been like what, 2 weeks in their time, like since she's died, and he still doesn't know anything. I mean,
yeah, she's buried.
Yeah, that's BS, man. She really needs to tell Lance. He needs to know. You know what I'm afraid of?
You think he'll take it hard like Matt said because of his heart condition?
You know what I'm afraid of? He's gonna take it hard, and then he's gonna be so mad at Laurel, he's gonna start ignoring her, kinda. And I don't want that to happen.
Me neither. Go back drinking and all that, like he did a lot. And plus, what's gonna be very devastating once the mom finds out she's dead? That's gonna be very sad. Even though she was so happy when she came back last season that Sarah was alive, and now it's going to be so sad that she's dead for real. Come to think of it.
You know, I'm still bummed that Sarah's gone.
I know.
I thought she was going to be in it for the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She came season two.
And the way she died, I mean, I know I've said this before, but I mean, like a rag doll. She falls, slow motion.
Yeah,
dumpster, then the street.
It's disturbing when you see her get shot and then she hits the ground. You're like,
and
oh,
I'm
my
like,
God.
Whoa, fallen hero. This was a hero.
And
down, she goes.
People not talking about are the Hong Kong flashbacks. Those were pretty good, especially the funny scene with that guy's son. But I wonder at some point if he's going to get sent back to the island. Because we all know in the pilot, he's still on the island when they find him.
The thing with the flashbacks right now, though, is that they're not really connecting to what's going on in current time.
No, I was going to say that. Sometimes, believe me, they're good, but it takes me out of place. I'm like, oh, man. Right when it's getting good, it's like, okay, and now another story. I'm like, no. Sometimes
I
want to fast forward the flashbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, let's open the floor for you guys. So, you know, I want to hear what you guys want to talk about as well. Let's go to you, Joe, from Krypton.
I don't even know what to talk about, but besides just saying, this was such a good episode, man. I just want to commend the writers, man. They're doing such a fantastic job. If they're listening, I want to shout you guys out. You guys are amazing. You need to go over to Fox and help those guys write Gotham so we can get a good Gotham show. It's not doing all that great, in my opinion. But yeah, Arrow's amazing right now, man. I'm going to say it's neck and neck with The Flash on TV right now. Really good.
Yeah. Especially since Gotham took that little dead-end turn on that episode from
Spirit of the Goat.
The goat.
Horrible episode. What a crap episode.
Just the title alone already tells you something, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to you, Matt from Florida. The floor is yours, sir.
I just got to say, I love the episode. Total geek out. It really, really sucks because at 7:57, I flipped to the channel and FN 2.5 Men was still on. And the episode didn't change. There was commercial. I was saying, come on, start already. It was exactly...
That sucks.
And then it started at 8:04. Sucked. But the show's awesome. The writers, the acting is amazing. Steven is even big shout out to Steven Amell. He does way better than Justin Hartley. Justin Hartley.
Oh yeah, that's for sure.
Oh, that's blasphemy.
That's for sure. You heard it from Matt from Florida.
And I want to thank you, too, for calling in and also for the people listening to our podcast being downloaded. We really appreciate your downloads. Please download our podcast every week and subscribe to us on iTunes. And we're on Twitter at AeroTalk. We'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you. Good night.
That means talk next, right?
Yes.